A bit of good news now in the war on the American waistline. Two new studies this week, both from the CDC, suggest Americans may finally be responding to warnings about obesity and the health problems it causes. NPR's Patty Naimond reports.
Researchers compared yearly health statistics measuring height and weight of adults over the past 10 years. CDC epidemiologist Cynthia Ogden.
Overall, it appears that the rapid increases that we saw in the percent of the population that were obese in the 80s and 90s has slowed.
With children, the results are similar. The body mass index for most kids between the ages of 2 and 19 has stabilized over the past 10 years. As for why, it's only speculation, but Dr. Bill Dietz, who directs the CDC Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity, says the changes likely began with women.
And that makes sense because women are the early adopters of healthy behaviors. And it also makes sense that plateau in children and adolescents followed that in women because women are the providers within families. They're the ones that generally buy the food, prepare it, and serve it.
And Dietz says schools have also made positive changes.
Schools are not serving as much high-fat, high-salt snack foods, sugar-sweetened beverages, and other high-calorie foods.
Over the past decade, many school districts have taken vending machines that offer unhealthy snacks out of cafeterias. More schools are offering salad bars as a lunch option. And overall, Dietz says schools are trying to offer healthier lunches. Even though this is all good news, it's clearly not time to start rejoicing, says Dietz. The problem may not be getting worse, but it's not getting better. Today, 17% of American children are considered obese, and two-thirds of U.S. adults are overweight or obese. Dietz says a recent CDC study finds the health care costs of obesity-related problems continues to climb. It now accounts for nearly 10% of the health care budget, $150 billion.
The increase in those costs is due to increased frequency of doctor visits, more expensive and probably more hospitalizations, as well as higher drug costs that are associated with obesity. Now, those costs aren't due to obesity alone. They're due to the cancer that's associated with obesity, to the heart disease, the type 2 diabetes, the arthritis that's associated with obesity.
There's no simple solution to the problems associated with extra pounds. Compare obesity, say, to another bad health habit, smoking. While it may be hard to quit, the message is simple: quit. Losing weight, on the other hand, has to do with a number of things. Dr. Michael Gaziano is a cardiologist at the VA Boston and at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Part of the problem is that we tend to learn how to eat in our 20s and 30s. Then our caloric needs change. We go from working on the loading dock to sitting behind a desk, for instance. Or we go from being very active in our work life to retiring. And we don't necessarily make commensurate adjustments in our diet.
Or in our activity. Middle-aged and older Americans tend to be more overweight than their younger counterparts. Gaziano recommends diets for his patients based on their age and activity level. Patty Naimond, NPR News.